It's 7:45 local time here in Los Cabos, Mexico. It's shaping up to be a beautiful day. The sun is shining. A few people below me taking an early morning swim. The birds singing in the palm trees. And the waves crashing on the beach below me. It would be nice to sit on the balcony all day and just enjoy the scene. But unfortunately, there's work to be done. And the G20 summit is getting underway here in Los Cabos. And it's the crisis in the Eurozone, not surprisingly, that's topping the agenda of this summit of the world's most important emerging and advanced economies. There is some cautious optimism, maybe even relief at the start of the G20 at the outcome of the Greek election. But there is still a great deal of anxiety as the G20 gets underway about the state of the world economy. So it does seem for the moment that a showdown with Greece has been averted as a result of yesterday's election in Greece. But the crisis in the Eurozone remains the top of the G20 leaders. There was a meeting of business leaders called the B20 here in Mexico yesterday, and that reflected a great deal of unease, even incredulity, exasperation, that a rich continent such as Europe seems to be unable so far to come up with a convincing vision to solve its problems. Robert Zoellick, the outgoing head of the World Bank, said, "We're waiting for Europe to tell us what to do." And it's the contagion from the Eurozone crisis for the rest of the world economy that's going to top a list of five threats to the global economy that the British Prime Minister David Cameron will outline here in a speech in a few hours' time. He arrived in Mexico about just under 2 hours ago, and he's going to speak in a few hours from now. British officials say he's going to warn of muddled-headed thinking that holds that indebted countries can spend their way out of a crisis. One other issue that we'll be keeping a very close eye on here at the G20 in Mexico, and that's a meeting between the United States and Russia. What pressure can the United States put on Russia to stop the violence in Syria? So, two very big, very complicated issues under discussion that we'll be keeping an eye on as the G20 summit gets underway here in Los Cabos, Mexico.